We're very thankful this afternoon to have each and every person on the call, especially those who may not be members of the Church of Christ. We welcome you to our afternoon service as we continue to do it online via the conference call. We are so thankful that you're visiting with us, and if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we pray you do what three did on this morning. We had three precious souls who put Christ on in baptism this morning, so we've been rejoicing and with the angels in heaven, oh, Sister Gladys Frazier, Sister Annie Frazier, and Sister Jashanta Carson, three precious souls through our VIP class, was baptized for the remission of their sins. If you're on the call today, you're not a member of the Church of Christ. You need to understand three things. One is that God will not hear your prayer as long as your sins have not been washed away. Number two, you could die like that. If you die your sins, Jesus said, where I am, you cannot come. Number three, there's but one church. When one obey the gospel after believing Jesus unbled and died, and they believe that all happened because of the Bible. And the faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And one, you'll believe that Jesus said that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:15-16. The gospel is the story of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. He suffered to save our soul. And so those of you who may not be members of the church, you need to do what those three souls did on this morning. Be born again of the water and of the spirit. Then live faithfully unto death, and then you'll get your crown of life. And then so this afternoon, for a few minutes, Psalm the 62nd division, trust in him at all times. I'm hoping this lesson will help us all to trust in God no matter what is going on in our lives. No matter what is going on in our lives. And sometimes we have challenges that seem to be bigger than us. The challenge may be bigger than us, but the challenge or the struggle or the problem is not bigger than God. David said in Psalm the 62nd division in verse 1, truly, my soul waited upon the Lord. From within him, his deepest inner person understood the need to wait on God. He said, why I wait? Because from him cometh my salvation. Salvation means to save. God gives us salvation from trouble. He gives us salvation from enemies. He gives us salvation, yes, to save our soul from dying in our sins, as Jesus said. If you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. But that's not because God didn't do his part. You could trust in God at all times when you trust in his word. So people take the matter of salvation sometimes in their own hands by doing what they think they should do to be saved, or doing worshiping God their way, or doing things they want to do, or dealing with whatever problems or troubles or trials that are coming in your life. Start dealing with it your own way when you understand that you need to understand that you got to put your trust in God and let him deal with those issues, those problems, and he'll save you from those problems. A lot of times we try to save ourselves and end up in a worse situation. Wait on God and trust him to get you through your situation. Verse 2, he only is my rock. Why are you trusting the Lord all the time? Because he's my rock. He's my only rock I got, Tommy, is God. He's my only rock. Anybody on the call that's going to say, understand this. You are to trust in God because he's all you got, really. He's your rock. That's why we sing a song, Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is singing sand. We trust in him because he's our salvation. We trust in him at all times because he's the one who can deliver us, he can save us, and he can defend us. He's my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. That's what David said. David said, he's my rock, Tommy. I trust him because he's my salvation. No matter what my situation is, God going to save me from it. And if I have to be in a defense, someone defending me, it will be God himself. I think all of us need to be more like him and say, you know what? I'm going to trust in the Lord always and all time because he is my salvation. Paul wrote one time, 1 Corinthians, verse 10 and verse 13. He said, there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Notice this. He said, God is faithful. Why can you trust God? Because he's faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able. Some people use this verse, say, he won't put on you no more than what you can bear. He said, he will not suffer you to be tempted. Yeah, be tempted above that you are able. But with the temptation, with the temptation, with the trial, he will make your way of escape. He gives your way out of the situation. Why? You got to trust him. You got to wait on God. You got to trust God at all times because he will give you a way out of whatever you're doing. He's your rock. Don't forget, you trust in him because he's your rock. You trust in him because he's your salvation. And you trust in him because he's your defense. And you got to say, I shall not be moved. And maybe that's what you ought to say right now. If you're on the other end of this phone, you're listening, and you're going through it, you're rethinking things, rethinking your situation, you need to tell yourself right now, I'm going to trust in the Lord. He's my rock. My Lord is my salvation. He's my defense. And I'm not going to move away from the Lord. I've always said to people, if I ever leave the true church, if I ever leave the church of Christ, I'm crazy. I tell you what, y'all mind was just, I'm going to be all right. Because I don't went crazy. I lost my mind. If I ever leave the truth as written in Scripture, I've lost my mind. I can tell you that much. Why? I trust God. I trust him because God gave us the word and great was the company of men that published it. Back to Psalm 67, second division, 62, verse 3. How long will you imagine mischief, Dave? The psalmist asked, how long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, and all of you as a bowing wall shall you be as a tottering fence. You know, we live in a world, if you don't trust the Lord, you can be misled for sure. We live in a world where men now, even women, talking to Brother Don today, and it was good to see him and his wife and him at the congregation today. But he was telling me how they went to a congregation, and sadly the preacher just got killed, and the person who got up in the pulpit was a woman preacher. Then he got up and walked out. Been taught better than that. Women ought to be silent in the church. That's what I'm trying to say is women and men are misleading people today. They come up with ways. Not only that, people will come up with ways of mischief, to pick on you or to salt you or to put you in a bad spot. People do things to try to mess your head up. But notice this, these kind of people will slain you. They will take you down like a wall that's bowed. A wall that bows is a wall that don't have strength. I don't know if you're a carpenter or not, but if a wall is bowing, that means the two before or whatever behind that wall, they're either broke, there's something weak. When you got a ceiling that's bowing, yeah, something's going on. It's weak. And now when you do that, you got to know if you're like that wall, you're like that fence, a tottering fence. A tottering fence is a fence that's wobbling, it's about to fall down, tottering. In other words, people will pick on you when they see your weaknesses. Yeah, that's what David's saying here. People will do that. People try to do that, even in the church. They try to do that. They think there's a weak way to go about it, and it doesn't work. But notice this. When you trust in the Lord at all times, this is the message this evening. No matter what's going on or who is dealing with you, no matter what's going on, no matter what man or woman is against you, understand this. Trust in the Lord. Here's what David said. They only consult to cast him down for his excellency. See, when you're doing good, that excellency, these are people who are living a good life. They're trying to go beyond just being a person who is not living right. They try to live right. This, a person is trying to do for God. You've been baptized. You're going to worship every Sunday. You're giving right. You're doing the things. But yet, you got to go back out in that world. And there are going to be people out there, friends, family, and loved ones. They're kind of jealous that you're living this good life. Many of them will come to you and say, you're different. You changed. Yeah, because you're in a state of excellency now. See, the Bible is known as the excellency of knowledge. When you start following the scripture, you're following excellency of information. So now they're seeing you're a Christian with a changed life. Some people are jealous because you're striving for excellence. They delight in lies. They lie on you. People who see you trying to do right, they're coming like, now, you know, the devil is a liar. He was a liar from the beginning. He's a father liar. And so that person is devilish, really. And they bless with their mouth, and they curse inwardly. Isn't that something? So what they do? Do things, do and say things to cause you to fall. They delight in the joy of watching you fall. And, you know, some people sitting back just waiting for the failure. Some people go to a game expecting the team to lose. They go to watch them lose. See, and that's why people, even in the church, they'll come and try hoping to lose, hoping how life go down. Ain't gonna happen. God, we're going to trust in him at all times. But you sit on the sideline. What? People sit on the sideline and watch your life, hoping you fail because you're trying to live right. Don't even give them a second chance. Don't give them that a thought. Trust your trust in the Lord, and you keep focusing. You move in the direction of God. When you make a mistake, you get up and ask for forgiveness and keep going. because the people won't be a problem until judgment. The people are a problem here. And the way you deal with people problems is that you trust in the Lord at all times. They'll say good things, curse to your face, say good things to your face, curse behind your back. Some of y'all know some people like that. Saying like this, what should you do? What should you get them back? Should you seek vengeance? No, that's not what we do. Notice what verse 5 said. My soul, here's the answer. They said, my soul waited upon the Lord, only upon God. My soul waited only upon God. So what are you saying? I trust in him at all times. I'm not going to, I don't have a reason to get back at nobody. I don't have a reason to seek vengeance. I don't have a reason to try to defend. If you stand with what's right, just stay with what's right. People have a right to their opinion. But when you know you're right and you're in the right side with God, you trust God and deal with that. You got to trust and deal with that. He said, well, my expectation is from him. Wait on God. Expect God to handle not some of your situations, but all of them. Trust in the Lord at all times. I know somebody on this call right now, you need this lesson. You need to learn to trust in the Lord. You may be sick. You may be on the hospital. You may be going through some things. You may be going through recovery. You may be going through rehab. But let me tell you something. God can get you through. Set your expectations high for God. God is able to speak to the wind and the sea. God was able to part the Red Sea when they stood and Moses told them, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. God was able to lock the jaws of the lion when Daniel was in the lion's den. God seen Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in the fire, and God, he put them in there, and the man said, look like four. And put three, he said, look like four. And one is the son of God. Not a hair on their head was burnt. What are you saying, Brother Bruce? God is able. Put your expectation high. I don't know if you're going through financial situation, you're going through spiritual issues, you're going through something in the congregation you have, you're going through some people, you're going through in your marriage. Let me tell you something. Trust God at all times. Set your expectation high on him, because God can come through. Now, who can say this evening, I can trust in the Lord at all times? Every one of us needs to learn that, including Brother Brooke. There are sometimes things get tough. You just, man, what's going on? Remind them, trust in the Lord how often? At all times. Somebody listening this evening need to understand it. I don't know what you're up against, but it's something going on. You need to hear this message. David said, he's my only rock. He's my rock. He only is my rock, my salvation, and my defense. So now be moved. He said it again. Verse 6. In verse 7, I trust in God, he said, and God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge. Look where it said, in God. Psalm 62, verse 7. You need to underline this, you all. We're going through some things. I trust in the God at all times because God is the one going to save us. When something's going on, if the child is in the hospital or the child is sick and they're in danger, whatever, trust God to save them. Because God can save lives. Trust God to get the glory. He's my glory. When God is your glory, he's your honor. You trust in him because he's your glory. He's our rock, the rock of my strength. He's my strength. When people understand that in this life, you'll get beat up and tore down. In this life, you'll get tried. In this life, you're going to have some trouble. In this life, you may feel weak. But if you trust in the Lord at all times, God will be your strength. I don't remember Paul. He had the thorn in his flesh. Lord, take it away. Take the thorn out. I don't want it. I don't want this thorn in my flesh. Ask God three times. And Jesus said, my grace is sufficient. Yeah, because when you're weak, then I'm strong. So God, what are you saying? He's saying that when you are at your weakest, God is at his best. How many of you all this evening need this lesson? So you can stop focusing on the problems and things that are going on around you. And God knows I'm trying my best to do this. Try not to, the noise on coming to you from a place you know it ain't got nothing to do with God. It's just this noise is coming to your ear. You got to filter it out with trust. Filter it out. Push it back. Say, man, I'm going to trust the Lord at all times. That's a good lesson, isn't it? Are you one to get frustrated and walk away from the Lord because of all things that are going on in your life? Are you one who is weak, like that fence? You like that wall? You bowled over. You weak. You about to crumble. You know what you got to do? You got to stand up. Stand up on your feet. Get up and say, I shall not be moved. I'm going to stand because God is my refuge. God is my strength. God is my salvation. God is my protector. And David said in verse 8, trust in him, not sometime, but at all times. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Why do you trust in the Lord, Brother Brooke? I trust in him because I'm his people. I can pour out my heart and my mind. I can talk to God with nobody else to listen. See, here's the good thing about God, y'all. God is the helicopter over the parade of your life. See, we only see what's going on right now. But God saw what happened in the past. He see where you're at right now. And he already can see in the future. None of us can do that. God knew what's going on now in Ukraine. He knew what's going on. There are things God do to protect us and put us in a position to be in a good place. He knew what was going to happen. He, God, is the helicopter over your life. Now, can he adjust things? Yes, he can. Maybe you're close to death and God can move it around. He's all powerful. But when you start growing in faith, God can start moving some things in your life. He can move people out of your life. He can give you places of prosperity. He can allow you to enjoy life. He can give you some beautiful children. God can move some things around. What you got to do? Trust in him at all times. Know you are his people. And pour your heart to him, your heart out there. You don't talk to God fancy. We don't go, oh, Lord, God of heaven, amen. No, you just talk to God like me and you, like we talk. Lord, you know, I know it's been a long day, Lord. It's been a tough day. I don't know what this is all about. I know you know what I went through on my job today. Why is this person picking on what I'm going through in my life? Why did I get this doctor's report? Why did I just lose my loved one? You just talk to him like a father. It's like we are his children. We talk to God because we trusted him to be our refuge. That means protection at all times. Verse 9. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie to be laid on in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. What is he saying here? Trust them because God can help you with the greatest of highest rank and men. Or God can help you with the lowest of lower ranking men. Here it is. The high ranking man may be your boss. The low ranking man may be your coworker. So you may be dealing with someone on your job and the boss is giving you problems. That's the high rank. Then you may be dealing with a coworker that's creating problems, making you work out the work. That's a low rank. But what he said, put them both in the balance. What he said, men of high degree are a lie. Be laid in the balance. They're not all they think they are. See, when people are seeking power, they're not all they think they are. They think they're more than they are. But God says men of high degree are a lie. Man, the Bible talks about let the brother of low degree. What God expects for us to do is be humble, to be spirit, to be humble, humble and meek in spirit. That's what he wants. Trust God because he can help you with high-ranking people or people who desire to be high-ranking. He can help you with people who are low-ranking or people who desire to bring you down with them. That's what you can understand. Put them in a balance, weigh them in the God's sight. God said, when you put them in a balance and you weigh the high or the low, both of them mean nothing to me. Why is that? Well, because man is nothing against God. Man can never win the battle. We fight with God. Nobody fights with God. God will be the winner every time. Not even Satan can win the battle. Now, as we close, trust not in oppression, he says. Trust not, but become not vain and robbery if riches increase. Set not your heart upon him. Now, he said, if riches increase, what is your trust? Where is your trust to this afternoon? Is it in God or is it in riches? See, are you oppressed or stooping low to gain? Trust not in oppression. Yeah, you got to go along like cheating on your income tax or doing things you know are crooked, getting paid under the table, that type of stuff. Be careful because trust not in oppression. You go low. When you go low, your heart is not on the Lord. He said, become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, if you're doing good, you ought to be giving to the Lord. If you're doing good and you got a bonus, you ought to give God his first. Church Christ don't preach about money. We don't beg people. That's what we do. But it's a bit more blessed to give than receive. See, you reap what you sow. When people give good to the Lord, And the Bible says you reap what you sow, meaning you sow sparingly, think Chris Nancy, you're going to reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you're going to reap also bountifully. You say, well, I don't like what's going on, so I ain't going to give to the church. I'm not going to give it. And you didn't hurt nobody but yourself because you're going to reap what you sow. You didn't hurt us. You can't hurt the church. You can't hurt the Lord. You can only hurt yourself when you have that mindset, because it really is vanity in the eyes of God. He said, set your heart on me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. All that other stuff you need to be added to you. So anybody on here stooping a little too low, maybe you need to get up from here. Stop doing it. Go make legitimate income. And when God bless you with prosperity, make sure you put him first in your income. You put him first. You give right to the Lord. You give right. And he said, what's giving right? The Bible teaches by giving like this. As a man purposed in his heart, so let him give. Watch this now. Not grudgingly. Oh, man, I don't want to give no more. Keep it. Or of necessity. Well, I got to put money in there because they preach. No, it's a necessity. But God loves a cheerful giver. So he said, he wants you to give because he loves you. He loves the cheerful giver. Because that person understands no money can pay the cost for what Jesus did. Nothing you can do. But when you give back to the cause, and you're faithful to it, God said, I will bless you. I bless you going in. I bless you coming out. I bless your basket. I bless your home. I bless your children. When you do what's right, just do right. Do right. Then in verse 11, God has spoken once, twice. Have I heard this? That power belongs unto God. God has spoken once, David said. God has spoken twice, and I heard him. You know, sometimes you got to hear a message a second time and say, man, you know what? I heard that same thing last week. Well, how many times I have to preach before you stop blaming me for preaching at you and start looking in the mirror and saying, that's God's talking about me. You're preaching at me. That's your conscience bothering you. That's what's going on. Your conscience bothering you. If what I said bothers you, because your conscience bothers you. So you say God is speaking to you through his word. He don't want none of it. God is not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. And the word of God is never going to come back void. It's going to accomplish what it's been sent out to come. When God's word is preached, I don't care who's preaching it, it will strike, it will hit, it's a sword, it'll pierce and even divide the sun, the soul, and the spirit, the joints and marrow, and the thoughts and intents of all. The word of God will come all in your ear, and you'll think for sure somebody came and told me something. When there's nothing but God working on your heart, trying to work on you. Do you know today you would trust him? But he said, that power belonged to God. What do we know? What do we know? Why do we trust him at all times? Because power belongs to God. God is all powerful. And mankind, we have no power. We have no reason to brag or lift ourselves up. We need the Lord. And he had all power in him. In closing, also unto thee, O Lord, belong mercy, he says, for thou renderest to every man according to his word. David said, I know this too. Not only is power in God's hand, and that's why I trust him, but mercy is in God's hand. You know, some of us are still here because of the grace and mercy of God. Not that we've been so good. It's God has given the mercy and time to us. That's what he's doing. Because that power is in his hand. He has power to give life. He has power to take life. He has it. He can end it, and he can start it. But many of us, no doubt, many of us, of all of us, have received grace and mercy. Grace comes to the whole world, water, air to breathe, living, doctors, hospitals. That's not a result of being a Christian. That's a grace to the world. Titus 2:11 says, but the grace of God that brings salvation. That's different. See, the grace of God that brings salvation and appeared to all men, talking about Jesus, teaching them to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. They should live soberly and righteously in the present world. Now, what he's saying there, the grace that saved is the grace that was on the cross. That's why John, in John chapter 1, the baptizer, he's seen Jesus on the cross. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. He said that was grace and truth on the cross. Who was on the cross? Grace and truth. So with all this in mind, the power is in the hand of God to give us grace and mercy, but I render to every man according to his word. God will reward the good and the bad. We're going to pay for it if we're doing wrong. We're going to get blessed by doing good. With this fact in mind, what should you do this evening? Say like David, I'm going to trust in God at all times, no matter what the fight is about or who's against, no matter who wronged me, no matter if somebody know my weakness, like that bending fence, I'm going to trust God when I'm cast down. I'm going to trust God when I'm weak. I'm going to trust God when people try to make me fall. I'm going to trust God when they're on the sideline hoping that the team lose. Remember, there are people who don't want you to succeed in life. But remember that you got to trust God at all times. And when you do that, Solomon said, you hear God, fear God, keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. You're learning to put God first in all your life. David said, trust him. Why? He's our rock. He's our salvation. He's our defense. He's our strength. He's our refuge. You may feel bowed over like the fence, a tottering fence. You may feel like that wall is bowing in. All you got to do is reach out to God. Let him in your life, and you'll find the strength. What's the lesson this evening? Trust in the Lord at all times. Write that on your paper. Trust in the Lord at all times. You're on the call this evening. You're not a Christian. We want you to become a Christian. You got to do that. You got to do that. Believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died. But he didn't just die. He suffered on the cross after being brutally beaten. I've been slapped and mocked after crying in the garden, after sweating drops of blood, after being slapped, after being talked about, after Judas betrayed him, Peter denied him, and everything this man just said in Psalms, Jesus was able to do it. When they got him to the cross, he didn't even see an enemy out there. He said, Father, forgive them, for know not what to do. You know what? We shouldn't see the world of people as enemies. These are lost souls. People who are not living right or people who are trying to do you wrong. They are weak, and they need to be strengthened. But what do? We trust in the Lord often at all times. If you want to call this thing, you want to become a Christian, you do it by hearing how Jesus suffered, bled, and died on that cross for 6 long hours. Pierced him inside, I came blood and water after he died. Took him off that cross, put him in a borrowed tomb. And he got up early on a Sunday morning, gave the command to go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believed it and is baptized shall be saved. Perhaps you've been baptized. Well, if you're baptized, there's only one baptism. There's only one church, the Church of Christ. So here's how you back out. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you haven't got the one baptism. Why? Because by one spirit are we all baptized into one church. The spirit is not going to lead you to the wrong place. That's how I know that. You can be baptized 5 times, led by the wrong spirit. But if you've been baptized according to truth, no one can prove it wrong, because if you've done it according to the scripture, you'll believe in one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one body, which is the church. Which church is it, Brother Brooke? The Church of Christ. How you know? Paul said in Romans 16:16, salute one another, a holy kid, the churches of Christ. I had a lady in the class next day. He said, got an S on it. I said, yeah, that's true. So there's churches of Christ, a congregation of churches of Christ all over Houston, all over the United States, all across this world. They're congregations of churches of Christ. They were mean by the plural. But they must speak the same thing. 1 Corinthians 1:10. They must speak the same thing. Couldn't be no division. So if you go to a church of Christ not speaking the same thing in the scripture, then you need to get up and walk out. Get up and walk out, because it's not the true church. If you want to call this thing, you're subject to the invitation, you want to be baptized, get 5-star on your phone. If you want to restore, if you want to say, Lord, I've fallen short, or Lord, I have not been trusted in you like I should. I want to put all these burdens on you today and trust in you. Trust in you. That's what I'm doing with my daughter. So I'll let y'all pray for me first. And trusting in the Lord. Turn it over to him. Just trust the Lord. Everything will be all right. Trust in him, Brother Brooks, at all times. Y'all pray for me. Pray for my daughter. Anybody else need prayer? Get 5-star on your phone. Anybody want to get baptized? Get 5-star on your phone, and we'll take care of you. May God bless you. Hope you enjoy the lesson. Trust in the Lord at all times. Thank you.